head coach of UW-Wisconsin Green Bay. Link Darner now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Link, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. 110. Did you see that coming?
No, I didn't see that coming, but we did a good job executing what we want to do. We got a lot of turnovers that led to some easy buckets, which was good for us because we didn't do much of that last year.
You pick up a couple of junior college transfers in Charles Cooper, Jamar Hurdle. You've obviously got the juniors, the forward Shaquan Hempel and Josh McNair and company. And it seems like you've got a pretty good depth of talent. It seems like there's a lot of things that, as far as being able to shoot the basketball, that can happen for this team. So give me your thoughts on this squad coming into the 2018-2019 season.
Well, I think we're a lot different than our team from last year, where we didn't have the athleticism or the speed to maybe get up and play the way we wanted to. I think we have that this year. Time will tell on how good we'll be at trapping and rotating and different things like that. But, you know, we went out, we returned a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes, and then we went out and we got, four transfers from the JUCO ranks that we thought could come in and play the style that we wanted to play. And then, of course, Cody sat out last year, and we thought he would be a big addition. I know he didn't shoot the ball well yesterday, but that was a good day not to shoot the ball well because we're going to need him to shoot the ball well Friday on Columbia State. But we're excited. I think it's an exciting time. I think we can be a very entertaining team at times this year. You know, we played a very good Michigan Tech in an exhibition game, and they actually had us down 14 at one time. And our pressure and our steals, you know, really helped in the second half, and we ended up winning that game by 20. So I think we're a team that can make a lot of runs. Where last year at times we really struggled to score the basketball if Khalil or Sandy couldn't make shots for us.
What does it mean to have guys that have a little more experience, a little more age, a little more knowledge on your team?
Well, I think it's a big thing. I think it's always good in college basketball unless you're at Duke or Kentucky, you know, where you're going to count on all freshmen to play. I mean, we don't have that luxury. Last year, we had to count on a lot of freshmen to play and play major minutes. And now, hopefully, they're a year older. They understand our system better. But that's one reason why we went out and got four transfers, is we thought we needed some guys that could come in and play a significant role this year for us.
How come a goofy early start time yesterday?
It was for kids' day. You know, we tried to get some school kids to come to the game, and they had some, you know, different school projects for them to do while they were here. And, you know, we had a decent turnout. It was our first year of trying it. That's why we played the 11:30 game, because if we played it at 6 o'clock, we wouldn't have been able to get the school to bring the kids. So it was a good experiment, maybe something that we can continue to do each year.
Give me the thoughts on the conference itself.
Well, I think it's going to be, you know, the top three teams, and everybody's poll has been Northern Kentucky, UIC, and Wright State. And then kind of the rest of us, we all lost key players. They returned just about, you know, majority of their team. And then everybody else in the league lost either their best player or significant players. You know, so it's kind of a, you know, it's interesting to see the follow games last night. You know, teams are playing to see who's playing, what new guys are playing for them. But I think the league will be very good this year. I think the top three teams are by far probably the three best teams. And then, you know, probably the rest of us, the other seven teams, we're fighting it out to, for, you know, potentially for fourth or eighth place, and hopefully we could get good enough that maybe we could get up into the top three. But, you know, the top three, they return, those teams all return a majority of their team.
You've got Indiana State coming up, and for those that don't remember, that was Larry Bird's deal. So they have the Sycamores on your schedule. Kind of nice to see that that Indiana State logo there. You got them at the Crest Center. They're next up for you guys. So, first of all, talk about the challenge they're going to present.
Well, last year they handed it to us pretty well at their place. It was a tie game at halftime, and then they put us on in the second half. So hopefully we'll be ready for them. They got a very good point guard. That's first team all league. We're going to run into about three or four games here in a row where the other team's point guard is going to be a key part. What can we do to try to take him out of the game? You know, we're just watching film as I'm talking to you. I'm trying to figure out how we can take him maybe out of the game. But they got a couple big boys inside that are 6'8". You know, you probably haven't followed us any, but defensive rebounding has been a big weakness for us. Michigan Tech killed us on the offensive glass. Are we going to be able to keep their two big 6'8 guys off the glass? And can we wear them down with our pressure? You know, we can play up to 12 guys, and, you know, they're probably going to look to play 8 or 9 guys. Can our pressure wear them down, and can we keep them from, you know, from going on any big runs like they did last year? it'll be a good challenge for us. It's a great game. It's a 3:30 game. So we're playing another afternoon game, kind of a businessman special, a little Bud Light happy hour. So hopefully we can get a lot of people to take the afternoon off work and come out and watch us play here at the Crest Center.
Hey, something you had mentioned, though, when you talk about the glass and wearing teams down, the other thing that you had brought up last night, if I read correctly in the post game, was about your speed. I mean, the other thing that you want to do is get up and down the floor. This is not a team that's going to grind it out and play the glass. This is a team that wants to get up and down the floor, correct?
Yeah, we want to get up and down, and you know, and we've tried to convince our guys, you know, they put that circle around the basket for charges. Mm-hmm. Our guys think that's where all five guys have to stand for when a shot goes up for a defensive rebound. You know, I'm being a little sarcastic there, but that's mm-hmm. where we run on every shot. And against Michigan Tech, every time we were at the first half, we were taking the ball out of bounds every possession. Well, it's a lot harder to score when the other team scores. Well, the second half, we did a better job. We got them to miss shots. We started rebounding it, and then our speed came into play. Our speed doesn't really come into play on a made shot. Our speed's going to come into play if we can get teams to turn it over, if we can get stops where we can run out and beat teams down the floor. I do like our team's speed. You know, we have some guys that can really go. Sandy's as fast as anybody I probably coach with the ball, and Carrington Love was really fast with the ball. And when Sandy gets it and he's pushing it, he's as fast as anybody I've coached with the ball and can get from one to the other in about three dribbles. Well, it's better if we can rebound the ball at 10 feet than instead of rebounding the ball, taking it out of the net. And that's been one of our big emphases this year, and you know, we got to do a better job with that, because I think if we do that, we can score a lot more at the other end.
Well, you guys get to the tournament this year. You guys will certainly have earned it. You've got a game against the Big Ten and Iowa. You've got one against number 14 Oregon that's upcoming. You got number 10 Michigan State on the docket, and that's all before you finally get into the Horizon League. And you know, you're not shy about scheduling some of these tougher teams, are you?
Well, not this year. I guess we're not. It'll be a great challenge. We're actually going out to Washington. We're going to be gone for 8 days. You know, that'll be a challenge. You know, go out there and play two games, and we play Oregon on the back end of the trip. But, you know, we're going out and playing some very good opponents, and we have some very good ones coming here. Indiana State, Northern Illinois, and Belmont are all coming here to play, mm-hmm. and we go to Bowling Green, and we go to Indiana State, probably by far the toughest schedule that we've put together since I've been here, and hopefully, you know, we can meet the challenge and find a way to win a few of these games.
Coach, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. We'll talk more down the road, I'm sure. But, man, great schedule. I look forward to watching you guys and paying attention all season long. Go get them, okay?
All right, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. Link Darner, UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, joining us for a couple of minutes. And, man, they put it on them last night. 110 they dropped on them last evening on Wisconsin Lutheran. And they, like he said, they got up and down the floor. They went on a 20-something nothing run at one point in that ball game, and they were just getting it done up and down the floor. Like he said, they were rebounding the basketball a little bit better, but that's one of the areas of weakness that they have to correct. Otherwise, they're going to run teams out of the gym. As long as they're hitting shots, they'll run teams out of the gym. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.